Yeah, it should be on the roll.
That's part of the class is learn self-control and how to say things not just what to say.
Yeah, that's 70 years.
Yeah, that's right. Talking about the changes in the world. Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
They changed the requirements to graduate, and there's four of us right here that there's no way we can graduate next year like we intended.
Oh, they should just change the requirements?
Yeah, they added 7 credits to requirements.
Oh, wow.
I already was taking 6 this summer so that I could reduce my.
Well, you're not the first. That's happened to a lot of people.
And the blood
came and took them all.
My degree isn't worth anything. My degree isn't worth anything. We're not hard any classes.
Yeah.
I got mine.
They only had to have 25 credits.
Of course, I have made up for that.
Yeah, you've more than made up for that.
No, it's worth something. But we do. There are a lot more requirements now than there were when I.
I'm beginning to think the only thing
there's
worth.
There's only less than there's any requirements
taking
credits
right now. Salary.
So you have no room for electricity.
Yeah, no, as far as I can tell, you don't. Unless you overload yourself.
Well, it takes 15 hours per semester to do it. And 13 is all you can graduate. So what we're getting for it is a full-time, regular college load. But our graduation requirements are less. Most of the time, in a full college, you need a few more than 100 credits.
You need 15.
15 is enough. So the next step would be to up the number of credits that you need, and then you'd be able to get like
almost mean what you're
graduating now.
You can't afford to work and go to school.
That's right.
No, that's it. Right. You can do that. Increase the number of credits.
Yeah, that's right. But
see, that's the end of the course.
I was going to do.
You can find you to stand full.
By that point, we'll have dormitories built, and there'll be other income, you know, and we'll have to get a scholarship foundation.
Got it all planned out.
Well, we want to start reviewing for the test on Wednesday, but I think I'll finish up this lesson, exercise D. We'll just go through these last few, and we'll get that out of the way so we can pick up on that later. So we did D number one. When he approached us, we called to our service. I believe we did the whole thing, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So. If any more questions on that one, go on to the next one. And,
Price
was next?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number three.
And he raised his hand and said the word right out in a loud voice.
Okay, good.
Yeah, why Yitzah? And that's a scene there, the machine. You probably had that, but you didn't get a shot. Yeah. Scene, okay. Why you saw? Et Yadal Hashemaima. Why you got? No, no, excuse me. Why is up? Excuse me. Why is not cried out? What's the up? The cold, the old.
Was Hashemaima, was that just the.
Heaven word. Yeah, they give it. Directed state.
It had to have the.
I think they only gave it to you that way. It wouldn't necessarily, a Shemaima would be fine too, I think, but it may not be listed that way. Some of them were, some of them weren't. You have to find that way back here, that direction.
Page 53. Okay.
Did they list that one both ways? I don't remember. Shemaima, okay, Hashemaima is the only one. Some of them they listed both ways, with article without, you know, like how it was Habayata and Habayata. This one they only listed this way. Apparently that's the only attested way to use. So, 5-6, way to go. Okay, any questions? Number 5.
One question on the spelling on the first verb.
The first verb, okay. It's Wah with Pasak, Yod with Dagesh from the Pasak, from the doubling, and then Girik, Steen with Dagesh, to represent the nun that was missing, and comet, all of
it. It is comet.
Yes, it is comet, because we have knowledge. Mm-hmm. Okay, you've got several things there. You've got one nun and three all of it. Any others? Yes.
Can you take her out? Maybe you can. Record the Lord.
Oh, you said kara rather than, okay, to cry out, so it's, yeah, cry out is Kuwait, and we have Kuwait, that's the part of the good.
Yeah,
remember
the
person. It shows you how powerful those first impressions are. Okay, number 5. We could not bear or carry the affliction which he set upon us. Christ was last good. Maybe we can get your next here.
Yakulu, Yakulu. Kondu, the shah, the shah, it, Kondu, Asher, Shan, Alain.
Okay, you need a low at the beginning because we could not bear. So you forgot to put a low right up front. Low, Yakonu. Get low your phone, and then last stage you get a seri on that one with a quest and all of last stage. Or you could have had, just to give you an order from the list 8, I've got list 8, last stage, and I've got Lin Soul here. Simple way to use Nasa. Okay, Lin Soul is the possibility too for. The verb we want is to bear, carry, let's see. Nasa is to raise up, though. I guess to hold up, raise up, I suppose that's what the idea was. Somebody had that, so I put it down.
What's
the
other one? Unrecognized the primary one.
Okay. Oh, the primary one?
Yeah.
Okay, the first one I had was La Safe. And you see that at the third word of the bottom page 134. You get the llamas with Thomas on it, and you get this infinitive construct with the olive, you get the quiz and olive in it. So it's from, see, you've got two possibilities for Nasa. Well, that's the reason there's two possibilities for Nasa. And,
I'm
going to
write
for
the diamond.
Yes, now let's see. No, I want to double check on something. Yeah. They didn't give you any other verb for carry or lift up. I guess they didn't, so that. Maybe in the past vocabulary you might have had something, but Nasa is the verb they're wanting you to use, of course. So you've got three possibilities here. If you look at page 134 on special remarks B, the forms of Nasa, which is also one aleph, are. Now, if you look at your infinitive construct, you've got two variants for the short form or the form that gets the tau, and then you've got the normal form too. So you've got safe with the seri, aleph, tau, the quiescent aleph, you've got the eight with the Shawa and then Zeri on the Aleph. Then you've got Nitzol with the Nun there, the longer form of the German sentence. So you could, so depending on which one of these you picked, you could either have Latsi, if you use that monosyllabic form, and that way you get the commas on the lama because of, you know, the right before the stress syllable. Or you could get list eight. You could just have a hirik on your lama then, and because of Rulu Shawa, and list eight. Or you could have had Lin Sol, if you use the ordinary form or the regular form. So any one of those three would be fine here.
I'm not sure I understand why the lama is there.
Oh, why the lama is there at all? Yeah. Oh, that's just because the lamas will often appear before the infinitive construct when you have these. Let's see, they might have even mentioned what you have called.
Yeah.
Well, where was that? Yeah, I would just put the preposition lama. Okay. I guess it's
after the end of the month.
Yeah, and when you have Yakol, to be able, and then plus lama to prevail, well, I guess that's the English difference.
Page 129B.
Yeah. With lama, the infinitive construct is right. When it's a complementary infinitive, that's the basic idea. You use the lama. So here you've got one, lo Yakol nu, lilakol. With little quotes, they could not capture. That's the idiom. It's just.
I think it occurs also sometimes without.
Oh, yeah, it can occur without it, too. Yeah. It can occur without it. When you have it, it's more definite. It's less ambiguous. It's analogous to English too, you know. When we use an infinitive in English, we use the word to in front of it almost all the time. I wanted to see or something like that. And the same kind of thing is happening in Hebrew with Islam. Okay. Okay, to go through it again, lo yakolnu, that's an irregular perfect form. You get the colon and the perfect. So lo yakolnu latseit or litseit or linsol. S, ho'oni, or your, oh, excuse me, ha'oni, that's the article. I've got a mess thing to indicate that. Ha'oni. S, ha'oni, it's the compensatory length, because the I-N. S, ha'oni, asher, nathan, or sam. I think you said sam. Either one's fine. They gave nathan for that also. Okay. You said upon it. So Nathan or Sam might be a little better here. And Alenu upon that. That Anu is very Yolus Nun Shirek. Don't forget that the Al and El get those longer, get those plural type suffixes. Okay, everybody on board?
Was there a reason why I can't use the. I missed all this confusion, just using perfect.
Use the imperfect for which, for instead of the infinitive construct.
Yeah.
Well, the problem you have is that you can't use the imperfect as a complementary verb to a perfect to start off with. In other words, when you say I am not able, did you get the able too?
Yeah, I didn't get the idea of being able though.
You just said.
I thought there was a sense of imperfect that could use.
Oh. So you just took the verb to carry and put it in the imperfect and put a negation on it, right?
Yeah, I just did it like that on my statement. Right.
Yeah. Well, the problem is that you can't really get a could like this, not in this sense. You'd be saying we would not bury, would not carry the affliction. And you kind of get a modal sense, but it's not. I think you're probably thinking of a modal sense of the imperfect, and you get more of a subjunctive idea there. This isn't really so much a subjunctive as an indicating actual function, you know, the capability. getting close to that line, you know, but it's that would be more we would not carry, and that's indicates it's a little bit different than being able to. It gets more into the meaning of the words, you know. Okay, number 7. Afterward, they set out each a man to his land. Okay, next, John.
Why he afraid came when he saw each el
Okay, the only problem you had was in that verb form. You had you wanted a converted imperfect here to continue that series. So, and it's a one nun, so that nun gets assimilated, or you know, right. In this case, it doesn't even appear. So it's Y-Yis-U. See, and they set out, and afterwards they set out each a man to his land. So you want to say, and it was after these things, or and it was afterwards, and they set out.
I think when I did it, I had we set out.
Oh, we set out. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that would be a problem. Yeah. Y-Yis-U. Y-Yis-U. Ish El Arsa. Arso. Each, and then did you say a man? That had already do it. It's used there. Just had a man in the animatrix. To give the idea of each. So if you're talking about human beings, that can apply to women, too. Okay.
For which?
Okay, why he akare came. Why is who ish el arto?
What's the spelling then? Arto.
Arto
or
arto? No, I've got arto just with a pasak on arto. On the Allah. So Pasak, with Resh, Shua, and then Sadi and Kol. See, it's a segolent type, and you don't always know for sure what it's going to take. This one happens to take Pasak, don't take here.
Right, so that's right.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're good.
Maybe they have Hebrew to it too.
Well, probably because you're used to ha'aret. You know, when you put the R's on, you get an ah sound. And that probably is the reason why you have to go pop up ahead of it. It just sounds good. Okay.
Yes, it's a
temporal clause situation. Because we're starting on afterward, they set out. And if you have afterward, or while these things were happening, or after these things happened, or something like that, you have a clause that's modifying the time relationship to the main clause. So, and afterwards, or before these things, or, you know, number of, while these things happen, as these things are happening, anything like that is going to be your temporal modifying situation.
That other word we had for afterward,
Akari King, yeah.
How does that fit into things?
Oh, it's just, I guess you'd call it an adverb, a time, adverb of time or something like that. And you just stick it right in after the, it constitutes your, it constitutes the meat of a temporal clause. All you need is the why he, akare, came. That's your temporal clause, period. You don't need any more than that. I know you may have more things than that in there, but that's all you really need. So why he, akare, came, wa, whatever the action
is. Okay. Yeah.
You know,
and in this case, you don't need to have the, you say after.
Yeah, I guess the king. Well, you probably need afterward or something like that. And after, see, if you just say in English, and after, they set out each man to his land, that doesn't fit. You usually after when you've got something to say about it, you know, you're giving more detail.
Okay, so that's one you had. I didn't know what was going on here, but then I'm not sure.
Okay, I have Akare Shane, and I'm translating from afterward. Afterward would be Akare Shane. It's almost like after these things or something, that's kind of the feeling you have. Although, I don't think you give any of the options, they give you that phrase, Akare Shane. The aqua raid by itself is after, but see, it's kind of a construct, and then you're after, it's after something, you know, I mean, it's leading to something. And then if you don't have anything specific, then you just take what's seen there. And that's kind of your non-specific thing. After thus or something, you know. We had seen before by itself. So, aqua raid scene, afterward or after this. So it's making it indefinite as to what the thing is. All right, the context world, you know. I mean, it's indefinite within the sentence, but relating back to something else. Okay, now going back to chapter 25 for review, for the little quiz coming up next Wednesday. So chapters 25 and 28. So what we need to do is just review these paradigms. You need to know, first of all, the imperative, how to form the imperative for all these verbs that we've been dealing with, the major kinds of verbs, and it's all given there in section 102. So you start off basically by locking, if you take the imperfect form, third person, masculine singular, and lop off the yod, and here it's yod on the front, or the yod with its hirik on the front, then you get the imperative form. That holds pretty well through these different types of verbs. But then you add an ending for, you do have some declension on the imperative. You can have the masculine singular, which is formed as I just described. The masculine plural is formed by adding a shurik onto that. And the feminine is formed with adding shurik yod, and the plural with the morpheme not that's being added on. And of course, that's going to result in some formal and some vowel point changes, as it always does when you add a syllable on. So, here's the pattern here, and I suppose this would be the thing to memorize, or, you know, for these, this will give you all the categories of verbs. Ketho, a colon type imperfect, you're going to have ketho for the imperative, kitbi, kitbu, and kethovna. So you get hirik yod. Now, the way to think of it, I suppose, that will make it work for you the best is to, I guess it doesn't really work. I was trying to find an easy way to do it. I suppose if you think of the cholam, this may not be accurate, but if you think of the cholam or that second syllable going to shawa, then you have a rule of shawa that's going to get involved, because you would have two shawas in a row, and the first one that's on the kaf in this case is going to have to go to hearing. At least if you do it that way, it'll give you a consistency through these forms, because the only one that's going to be peculiar in that respect is bakar, with a pasach type of perfect and with a guttural in the second position. And so it can't take shawa, it reduces the kaf to pasach, and then the first one becomes a pasach, a full pasach. In other words, that'll give you, if you remember that rule of shawa, that'll give you the consistency in those forms. Because if you look at the column here, the second column, kitvi, and then you've got shikvi, and shim'i, but bachari, and then kiri, all of them have hirik in the first syllable, except for bachar. And I was just trying to figure out a way so that you could remember that Bakar didn't do it. Yes.
Sean mentioned one, something, that the verbs that are here, but later on, I think it doesn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That you just take, for example, the first imperative is actually the second person masculine singular. That you take that form and drop off the first
mm-hmm.
syllable,
mm-hmm.
and then what is left here is going to be the imperative.
Mm-hmm.
It works also for the others. Just have to chop off the first syllable and then apply the rule of shiva for what's left.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the imperative.
Not the imperfect?
You take the imperfect.
Except for
the... Okay, it works for all of these, I think, but later on.
You
learn new ones.
When you get to one guttural, so that kind of thing, that's where you start.
Because they have still, sometimes then still, for example, the helix here instead of other things that you would expect.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like it will work. I take the B, you just take the kit off, and
it works with
Bakar. It works with Bakar, okay. Yeah. Okay.
But then if you get to the one guttural,
I think that'll work. I think it'll work with these. The one guttural is going to get you in trouble, because some of them have two different forms and that kind of stuff. So, but with these, I think just for this chapter, that would work. Here for you, that could be a good work. And looking at all these forms, it looks like it works for all of them. Even that Tikrena there.
Yeah.
See, you get Tikrena. If you do go, that's the gold pattern there. The Quiet Solace. So that looks like it works for you. Now, that will only work if you have the rest of them right as well.
Yeah, so I don't know how much it's really worth.
Yeah, well, if you've got your imperfects down pretty well, I think it will be worth something. Okay. So however you see fit, the paradigm is there. Whatever you do, you do. Now, there's one thing to note on the top of page 114, that suffix ah, comma, table, occurs frequently on the masculine singular imperative with no striking modification, meaning the same usually appears with colon before the suffix. So you'll see, instead of kathol, you'll see an alternate form, kothva. And you'll see it often enough so that you need to pay attention to it. And it's so easy when you see an ah like that to try to relate it to something feminine that you need to take note that this is a masculine singular form, this is an alternate form for the imperative. So don't forget about that, because you can really throw you off if you sometimes you don't know what it is. Then, I think we did have one in the exercise like that. People were taking seconds to look at that for a while. Okay, but verbs with pasuk imperfects often have hirik, like shikva, lie down, or shoka, and so you'll often get kamatatu, but sometimes you'll get hirik on this. The pasuk imperfect that often has hearing. So there may be some exceptions to that, but there are. Okay, so if you see one like shikva, for example, you should be aware that that's also this kamate ending on the second person masculine singular imperative. The negative of the imperative is either A, all plus the imperfect, or B, low plus the imperfect. Notice it's imperfect in both cases. You don't have a negative attached to an imperative form. You get a negative imperative by using the one of these two negatives plus the imperfect. And then all is used for immediate specific commands such as don't go or don't wait. And low is used for durative or non-specific. You shall not do such and such ever. And more along the lines of a long-range, long-term commandment that's never going to change, like in the Ten Commandments, something along those lines.
So there'd be somewhat of a ambiguity with a regular imperfect and an imperative.
Yeah,
negative.
Yeah, a regular negated imperfect, mm-hmm. where it's saying you will not do such and such, and a negative imperative are not going to look any different formally. You're going to have to go by context to decide the difference.
It doesn't make much.
And it doesn't make a whole lot of difference, like you say. You know,
he will not
do this.
He will not, or you shall not.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, it's got a certain sense. It depends on who's saying it to who, I suppose. But you know, if your dad says to you, "You shall not do this," you know, and he's both making a prediction and a command.
Yeah. But you think of it, even if he used "will" and "shall" in the request,
mm-hmm.
demon, you will leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rather than you shall leave, mm-hmm. it's a little stronger form for demon, so that.
It is strong, and there are times when if you put intonation emphasis also, in addition to this, you can get a much stronger feeling from this imperfect than you would with it even imperative. Okay, then this particle na, kind of an interesting one we talked about, may follow any imperative form, as in shalakna or shimina and so forth. It's frequently joined with makes, which means that the verb surrenders the primary stress of the particle. The pattern of Shemor na with Makev is Shemor na. You get the shortening there to a Kamas Katsuf. So that's something just mainly to notice when you're seeing it. I wouldn't worry too much about trying to remember to form it this way, because you can do it just without the Makev. But if you go ahead and use the Makev, then try to shorten that up. Now, the question is, what does the na mean? He just says, the part that may be translated as please or I pray or the like, but is most often best ignored. I don't know about that last part. You certainly get a different feeling with it there than without it. So I would rather, on a test, if you see it there, I would try to put something there to indicate that. You might put a parenthesis or something if you want, but I'd like to at least see that you saw that it was there. And notice one more thing that he doesn't really specify here, but na may also be added to the all of the negative imperative. Notice it's added to the all. You don't say all tishlach now. You say all now tishlach. It's kind of a post-positive, or it's something that comes right after the first word in this instruction. So if it's negated, it'll come right after the all or the low. If it's not negated, it'll come right after the imperative itself. So all now tishlach. There's a certain kind of a feeling of politeness that seems that not. Even though, you know, sometimes you may not want to translate it please or I'm great, but it's got that kind of a politeness to it. Kind of takes the rough edge off a little bit.
I was wondering, I don't know if anybody here would know, but I know the Japanese have a part of.
So that if they say something else along with it, Kudasai was pleased. Trying to remember, it seems like it's familiar that was tacked on. It'd be like in German there was a kind of a well, is it not a well in German?
Is there something in German that corresponds like to something like this? I can't remember.
They have some particles, yeah.
No.
My aunt used to always say that. In other words, you'd come up and give her something that she thought was really profound, you know, like I found something out the store, and she'd look at you and go, no. Mm-hmm. I kind of like insult. I think in Japanese it's a phrase like that. It's kind of a so well. maybe not though.
So well. So much for the derivations or not.
Yeah. If it helps you remember this, it's fine.
And they got on it for pain.
Okay. Section 103, verb 1, guttural, imperfect, and imperative. So we've got this chapter 25 is probably the hardest chapter of the four, because you've got three different categories here. You're dealing with imperatives first off, then you get one guttural verb, and then you get singulates also, all kinds of things you do. The two basic types of imperatives in this class are represented by abad, to serve, and kazak, to be strong. And the abad gets ya'avod, you get a kolam type imperfect, and you get pathos preformative here as a result of the fact that the shawa. So your basic problem is in the imperfect of a one guttural is that part of the imperfect involves a shawa on the first syllable, like yikto, tikto, and so where you get a shawa, a closed syllable on the first syllable of preformative, but you can't do that with a guttural. And so the result is you get a pathos in this type, and then you get the full vowel corresponding to the short vowel for that first syllable. And so then you get Yaakov instead of Yaktov, example of the Tatav. And but the question is, they don't always quite do the same thing. If they all did just like Yaavol, we'd be in, you know, pretty good shape. But unfortunately, some of them also follow a pattern with Stigol. But one thing is that Stigol is repeated again. So the Tatav types get Stigol, and the Kolam types get Tatav in the preformative. The imperative avod and the imperative for the type part B type is chazak, and that goes back to papak and imperative, which just doesn't help you any. So that preformative. You might have expected it to be chazak, mm-hmm. You know, but it's chazak. So you have to take note of that. Watch that one. So write it up like you sometimes. Okay, so the verse was colon imperfect that pop back in the prefixal element except to push the finger. And so, and we'll see that in paradigm. And then it goes to Segol here. Those with pop-doc types have Segol. The imperfect in each of these main types has developed a secondary vowel after or under the guttural root consonant. And in inflection, the rule Shawa must apply. Thus, the expected Ya'amdu, or Ya'amadu, excuse me, becomes Ya'amdu, and you get two full pop-doc there. In other words, he's talking about here in certain forms of the inflection, you get two rules. I mean, if you think of the first one having been a rule of Shawa, you get the first two pop-docs in a row. Then, if you get a Shawa in the syllable following that, see, if you get a pop-doc, have that pop-doc on the first letter of the tricontinental root, and then in some of the inflections you get a closed syllable following that, now you've got another problem. You've got two Shawa in a row, effectively, so the first one has to get the full vowel again. So, it gets really nasty. If you look at the full paradigm here, I suppose that's probably the simplest thing to do. The thing to note about the pop-doc types, though, is that in the first-person singular form, you go back to the goal types. The goal type stays the goal all the way through. So, ya'amo, ta'amo, ta'amo, ta'amdi, there's the place where you get the full pop-doc. Notice that ta'amdi form, let's try to draw your attention to ones that you're likely going to slip up on. Ta'amdi, because of the fact that you had a shawa on the main, and you had a kata kata before on the ayin, that would have constituted two shawas in a row. So you can't allow that. Well, that's mainly because
of here.
I know. You might have expected to hear it, but I think the kata is just because it's gaining some force from the previous, you know, what it was before. What it was before was a kata kata. So this isn't just any old word, this is a word that's in the paradigm that already has a certain established pattern, and that's why it's coming up on that. Sure.
Okay.
Just take it by faith.
On the first reduction, we didn't really take a shawa on the prefix, did we? We put a hirikon.
Yes, before we had a hirikon, that's right.
The only way you can figure it must be.
I suppose you may not even call that rule shawa, but I think the hirikon. Well, I think the philosophy is that the hirik probably was a result of a rule of Shawa or something. Oh. And now,
probably around
it. It's hard to say. You can just learn the pattern for what it is and not worry about what it was.
The old Shawa, then it has to go to hirik because the first one takes Shawa.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you never see that form.
Yeah.
Kind of like the contract for hirik. You never see the form, but it's there because
it's possible to think of that way.
In between.
Yeah, the support for that theory would be that when you get something other than a shawa on that thing, you have one of these reduced vowels, then the first one gets the one corresponding to it. So that's just like what you saw with the shawa. So yeah, I guess you can think of it that way. It'll come out right. But the only one you won't come out right on is that first person form at most. And apparently they didn't like ah-ah. So they said ah-ah. That's just the way it is. Then you go back to Ya'amdu, and there again there's two full pasaks because of the Rumu Shawa involved. And then Ta'amodna, Ta'amdu, and again two full pasaks, Ta'amodna, and Na'amu. Where your Segol type is just Segol all the way through, but do again notice on the second person. Feminine singular form here, you get two pulls of gold again, te-ez-ti, and so that pattern follows through. Yeah, te-ez-ku, and also yek-ez-ku. So there's three forms where that happens. The same three places that it happens with the pop-up. So I can't help you anymore, I suppose, just have to learn them. That's what I had to do. Okay. Now I have to learn them all over again. I'll review them. See, it's the kind of thing you're not going to keep them with every. I don't expect you to really jot these things down. Just on the test, that's all. Took it that long.
One hour.
It's that kind of exposure.
I will keep the paradigm on the floor and walk out after that.
Sure. All the ones that you didn't read on the test. Someone fell out of the paper.
Fell on the floor.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Inflection imperative office, no special problems. Matter again. I think we can let's check, and I think we can this is where if you follow that theory we had before, we're in trouble here. But if you follow the theory of two schwabs getting a normal two schwabs, it's okay. So I guess we got our modes, and then we got is the, is do, and our both not. The our both not's okay. Just lop off the preformative, and the our both's okay, but the two middle ones are going to be in trouble if you just lop off the preformative, and that would be good. Or it's a both.
Okay.
And so okay. It's reduced.
Remember
now
that.
You
have to take it back.
Yeah, take it back. Because you don't have the preformative anymore, so I'm not getting any support from that. So
uh-huh.
That's the way to think about it. I have to go back to hear it.
Maybe we should just remember that it's imperative
that
you don't have
pop. Well, that's the way to think of it. You never have pop. That'll get you by for these anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, there are several verbs where no secondary vowel is present. The inflection, except for the vowel, the preformative follows the regular pattern of yikto, and so yikbo here, yar yikba. Okay, so these are just peculiar in that you normally expect, like with a state, that's a guttural, you would expect a kata tsugo at least on that, or a kata tsapa, depending on what the next vowel was. But some of them can get by with just putting a shua, an ordinary shua, on the guttural.
Huh? Isn't that sound bad?
Yeah, they did that with all of them, with some was one of trouble. Why do it with some and not with others? So, but here's one, yaksho, for example, he will reckon. And yaksho, yakshabu. So you're getting, I don't know if there's any with the ayin that do this. But case you can almost see, because it's almost got a kind of a, almost, I mean, it's approaching a consonant now. But this one over here, this honor one, that one's a tech star. Tech star. And it's real strange to see a schwa.
Okay.
I don't think you're going to run this too often. I think it's mainly pointed out so that in case you do, you won't think that it's a typographical error or something. Maybe it was a Masoretic typographical error in the first place. Okay, then the verb kata, both one guttural and three vowels, combine the features of each type. If you know features of each type, you're in good shape. I suppose the most interesting feature of this combination is that because of a quiescent ala in the second person feminine plural and the third person feminine plural, you get three stagol sounds in a row as a result of this. Because remember, you got a stagol there before, like kikrena or something like that. And here you get tekhez tena. It gets a little redundant after a while. Other than that, it's just like the other forms. Except the quiescent ala. So you just combine the two features and you'll have it. You link it to comments. So in other words, think of it like a potluck had been perfect, but it's been lengthened to Thomas because of the olive there.
Except that it's lengthened to the goal.
The goal part comes only from the fact that it's one guttural. That comes from the faith part.
See what he's saying.
Yeah, only in the third person, third person feminine plurals, you've got the goal there. You had that with matar or something like that. You had that before already. In that long form, it was already the goal. So in other words, if you just remember that form, if you remember the paradigm for matar or whatever it was that gave you the information. Same thing. So you just mix the two paradigms together and you come out. Okay. It's very seldom that you can do that. Some interplay between them. Okay. This is the hardest chapter. Can you get this one down? Yeah, it's definitely the hardest chapter. The others are a little more difficult grammatically, maybe. Most of the rest of the chapters are for grammar things. These are more paradigm things. Okay, the cyclists, a few more details on cyclists, and do pay attention to this part again. Guttural first position, only the type safer is effective, characterism foul is to go instead of hearing. So for either, you might have expected, if it, on the analogy of safer, it would have been Sithri, but it's Ezri. So he gets the goal instead of, you know, characters evolve the goal instead of hearing. If the guttural is in the second root position, Na'ar, again, Na'ari, I guess that's not too much of a surprise on those. To'ar, To'ori, that's maybe a little bit more surprise. You get the Kamas Katus there. So I guess it's just a matter of expecting these forms that I read. I don't know if there's much more to say. Well, time to decide what's going to
happen. Why did he do this? He says guttural in the first position, and then he says only the type safer, which isn't the guttural in the first position.
Oh, that vowel pattern. Well, it's not that one guttural doesn't occur and the other one's really. But yeah, they'll just follow the other pattern. But only the type of the goal, the theory and the goal that have one guttural are going to get a the goal in the first syllable in the suffix form. That's basically the bottom line. I think the only thing I'll have you do is just be familiar with the particular words that he uses here in this paradigm. And, or maybe, let me see, which one's the one in the vocab? Either, I guess, was in the vocab. Not R you've had before. So R, is that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's in the vocab. Zera we had, I think, in the vocab. Zera, sacrifice, did you have that? Okay. Don't worry about that one then. Orach, I don't think we had either. But don't worry about those two. Just worry about the ones that you've had in both yet. That's the ones we're trying to do with that. So that really, you know, that's all I can really start to do. It's only when you see it, a word that you've had in vocabulary, and you're trying to figure out how to form it. Okay. Any other questions there? Oh, I guess we didn't mention Zera there. That gets thematic vowel. And then Zeva, excuse me, is gets the hearing. It's the Ziv key. So apparently if the guttural's in the third position, you can do one or the other. And then, yeah, Orax, okay, that one gets Kamaskasus, so they do all three there, either in Basak, Kirik, or Thomas Katus, and you just have to know which one it does.
I don't know if he did that intentionally, but either he forgot to keep on form, that's usually the case. So in plural, the second person plural would be Edrichim.
Oh, Edrichim.
Usually he gave those forms.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see, in the under the plural there. Under the plural word. Yeah, the only thing it may be there's no he said no plural attested, and I think on these we're just getting kind of there may not be an attested form on that because that one is attested in the back there. Okay. That's just a note oversight then. You should give that one because that's what got that heavy stuff, that longer suffix, so you kinda need to see what it does under those circumstances. Do you have the page in the back where that
there? No, I looked it up before.
Yeah, 10B, page 290. On the top.
I never looked it up, though.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, the very same. It just stays the same. he's got a short syllable there. He can't really reduce it anymore anyway. So maybe that's why he didn't bother to put it down. And all the others seem to be using the same. The R I can. Any other questions? Those are some of the messy details. Okay, adjusted and cohortative. lesson 26, section 106. The imperfect with or without slight modification may be used in an indirect imperative sense in all persons. For example, Yishlach, he will send, or let him send. Tishlach, you will send, or may you send. Eshlach, I shall send, or let me send. So here we have third person, second person, first person, imperfect forms that are gaining, of course, depending on the context, a sense of a wish or desire. May let him, may you let me. And these will be classified then. The first one would be considered justice, the second one would be considered imperative, so kind of a polite imperative, and the third one would be considered cohortative. First-person form. So the third-person forms in the plural also used are called justice. When they're used this way, they're called justice. And as far as the verbs we've had so far, you mentioned, these forms are identical to the imperfect. So we don't see any difference between a justice form and an imperfect form so far. Now, some verbs coming down the road, there will be a difference in the justice form, a slight difference in the vowel form or something like that. And that will make a difference in those forms. So you'll see in some of the paradigms to come, separate category for justice and cohortative because they sometimes will have different forms or modifications. Now, the first person direct indirect imperative called the cohortative is usually marked with the suffix comma te on the imperfect. So, normally the cohortative is going to have a suffix on it. So, eshlach, I shall send, eshlacha, let me send. So, we can distinguish between those forms. Nishlach, we shall send. Nishlacha, let us send. Note that the vowel of the imperfect is regularly reduced to shawa before the suffix. The cohortative form may replace the normal imperfect in a perfect plus imperfect narrative sequence with no apparent change of meaning. So apparently they'll do that sometimes. You're not going to see this too often to have a first person form in a narrative sequence, but apparently this can happen. Those things like that make me want to find out where are those places. Let's check them out and see how we get old. Now we have sequences involving imperative, justice, and cohortative. In meaning, these three form a single paradigm. Justice is third person, imperative, second person, cohortative, first person. That's just what I mentioned here. That they're all, the first, second, third person are one big paradigm, but I don't know if anybody's come up with a name for that paradigm, you know, what you would call it. But, you know, the I don't know how you would do it. You almost have to narrow it down to one or the other. Anyway, but they fit together. The forms are all imperfect type forms or slight changes. And the meanings are all expressing a wish or desire. So, I don't know, it's called desire forms or something.
Just cordial.
Just cordial. Okay. Let's get invented in paradigm. Well, they're putting
them together.
But
imperative generally, you think it would be a strong command.
This is a little bit more polite command when you do it this way.
Standard imperative
is a little bit stronger.
Well, okay. Okay, so they're calling this imperative. Just being imperfect, mm-hmm. and you're considering it as an imperative.
Right, it's an imperfect form that you're considering as imperative.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny because in some ways it's a stronger command, in some ways it's a milder command. It depends more on the context of which you set. Because if you take it like this, may you send or something like that, when you get into this this other mode, it's like may you send, and it's not quite as strong. In another case, where in the context you're saying you will do this, it can get very strong. So I think you really need context to try to tell the difference. Okay, well, we'll finish up our review on Tuesday and get started.
Is this supposed to write with me or what?
Why did they do this? It isn't like, ah, yes, I see. Anytime we change a comment to a schwa, now we're showing that we're gone from completed action to incompleted action. It's not that kind of meaning. So when I was saying that, yeah, it's arbitrary, because they could have chosen any discrete system of vowels and being able to tell the difference, except that they pronounced them a certain way, and trying to follow the
trying to reflect what their pronunciation was.
But the reason they pronounce
that's one of the reasons you get schwas and so forth. When they, you know, the reason things shorten is because when people talk, when they put stuff on the end of the word, they shorten it down. You know, it's just there's a natural tendency among human beings to shorten things as much as possible.
They call it ellipses.
We've got all kinds of schwas in English.
Is
there then a relationship between all of these different paradigms? I mean, is there at least some kind of a...
It's regularity. Whether there's a relationship.
Regularity of changes between them. Like I was trying to even follow this thing a little bit. Trying to help with the kid. I know we haven't even done it with
right.
This is really worrying.
Right. Oh, yeah. See, don't worry about the assistant, but you'll see even here. With the call, you see, katal, katala, katal, katal. If you get the nip and nipal, it's nipal, nipala, nipalka, nipal. You see, you get a preformative here attached to it, but the rest of it
changes to a schwa.
Yeah, and that changes that to the first part of the schwa, but the rest of it, if you cover the first part of it, it's just like this. See,
the
T,
the ending that were added on there.
Yeah. The sub-